Nolte, Kamala's husband does something Kamala won't, solo interviews. By John Nolte on September 6, 2024. The gerbils in the corporate media are so lacking in self-respect they refuse to put any pressure on incumbent Vice President Kamala Harris to sit for interviews even as her husband does more interviews than she does. Has there ever been a presidential campaign where the spouse of the nominee answered more questions and put himself or herself out there more than the nominee? No. This is unprecedented and only allowed because the corporate media are willing to violate every political norm, destroy what little might be left of their own self-respect, and stomp on every journalistic ethic to push her over the finish line. They hate themselves and former President Trump that much. Although she has been the nominee for some 7 weeks, Harris has sat down for only one interview, and that was not even a solo interview. She appeared on far-left CNN with CNN's chief Kamala cheerleader Dana Bash, a more sympathetic session of softballs she could not have asked for. And still, she was too chicken to appear solo. She had to bring with her emotional support liar, running mate Tim Stoll and Valerie Waltz. Since then, both she and Waltz have hidden from the media, even refusing to take questions from the gathered press at events. Meanwhile, Trump and his running mate J.D. Vance are all over media, including long-form interviews that have lasted an hour or more. But to have the candidate's spouse more available to answer questions than the candidate is really something. Here's Kamala's husband Doug Imhoff sitting down solo with Pod Save America for nearly an hour. Sure, it's a friendly interview, but no friendlier than CNN and Dana Bash. Here's another solo Imhoff interview with a friendly questioner, but no friendlier than Kamal and Dana Bash. Add to that Imhoff, all by his lonesome, is scheduled to appear with Jimmy Blackface N-word user Kimmel tonight. Again a forum no friendlier than CNN and Dana Bash. Kamala won't even do Kimmel or Pod Save America, two forums hosted by people who desperately want her to win. This is a woman with zero confidence in her ability to retain her poise, lay out her beliefs, explain her myriad flip-flops, or handle any pressure that doesn't offer the crutch of a teleprompter. And hey, I don't blame her. A politician's job is to win elections. Period. But man, the corporate media debasing itself by allowing her to get away with this, by not putting any political pressure to come and interview for the job. I'm no longer surprised at the depths the media will fall to elect Democrats. Nevertheless, it is still something to watch an entire institution publicly degrade and debase itself in this way. John Nolte's first and last novel, Borrowed Time, is winning 5-star raves from everyday readers. You can read an excerpt here and an in-depth review here. Also available in hardcover and on Kindle and audiobook.